Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms, this is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Matt McClure here alongside Bradley Harden this time around with AmeriLife of Central Florida, of course. Hey, Bradley, how are you?
Matt, good to see you and hear from you again. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well also. I survived the ice storm. You know, I'm up here in Atlanta, and we had kind of the big ice storm come through. Not something that you have to worry about there in coastal Florida, really.
Yeah, no, not necessarily. Even though we did have some people, you know, family and clients and stuff impacted by the storm. But, you know, Florida decided to stay a little warm during that period of time. So happy to be here.
Yeah, no, good. And nice and warm as well is always a good thing. And that's just kind of the way it goes in Florida most of the time. But thank you for joining us, listening to the show, whether you are listening to us via the podcast, which is available anywhere. You can also catch us, of course, on the radio in the Daytona Beach area around Ormond Beach as well, New Smyrna Beach, the whole area there along the Florida coast. We do appreciate you joining us on the air. And also on the YouTube channel. Yeah, just search for Retirement Your Way on the YouTubes. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, I'm waving at you, so hi. Really do appreciate you joining us here on the show there as well. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, really would appreciate that also. And another thing I know that Bradley and his wife, Madison, would really appreciate is for you to reach out to them for some help and some guidance. We're going to talk about a lot of great issues today, and I'll let Bradley kind of give you the rundown here in a sec. But we've got, you know, just kind of the overall theme, and really this is kind of the theme of every show, but really today is that, you know, retirement planning should not feel overwhelming or confusing, right? I mean, things change all the time, but the bottom line is you've worked hard your entire life and you deserve to move into the next chapter with confidence and not anxiety, right? So that confidence really comes from having a plan built by someone who knows what they're doing. And so Bradley and Madison Harden with AmeriLife can give you that confidence. Give them a call. The number is 386-320-6406. You can also go to planretirementyourway.com. Once again, it's 386-320-6406. PlanRetirementYourWay.com is the website. And Bradley, before you give us the rundown of the show here today, I know that it's a good thing to emphasize that when people call that number, they're not calling some random switchboard somewhere. They're not calling like some overseas call center. They're calling Bradley Harden.
That's exactly right, Matt. And we wanted to make sure that when people locally reached out to us, they knew that they were getting someone local. So again, that's a big thing is my wife and I, Madison, you know, we live in the Daytona Beach area. We serve Volusia and Flagler County. And it's specialized planning for those of us that live on the coast of Florida. Now, planning could be different all over the country, depending on where you live, where your taxes are, cost of living, you know, all the things. But, you know, we really emphasize local help, face-to-face, belly-to-belly. You can come see us at our office. We can come see you at your home. Whatever makes you feel the most comfortable is how we like to have our initial consultations. And for those of you listening, you know, we send out about 4,000 to 8,000 mail pieces every month with Madison and I's face on it, advertising local seminars at different restaurants. So again, whether you heard us on the air, heard about us through the direct mail to your home for a dinner, you know, in fact, I've got two this week, got two the following week. So we're constantly just trying to spread awareness here locally in Volusia County, Daytona Beach area to help people plan retirement your way and deal with the things that they maybe have put off or maybe that they're worried about. And so again, you know, some of the topics that we're going to cover on today's show include healthcare, longevity planning, and social security pitfalls, because we here at AmeriLife and at Retirement Your Way understand that income planning is the foundation to every successful retirement. You know, as long as, if you know that you've got that money coming in every month, whether it be Social Security and pension, Social Security and a personal pension, IRA distribution, whatever it is, we want to help make sure that your foundation is strong so that way you can spend the rest of your time enjoying retirement. Now, as part of every show, we always like to have the quote of the week, and I'm going to bounce that back over to Matt to give us that quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
Yeah, I absolutely will. And this one comes from a guy maybe you've heard of once or twice. Smart guy, Albert Einstein. Hey, Einstein. He said this: we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. It's kind of like another way of, like, what's the old saying about the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, right? Sort of the same thing, but I think maybe Albert Einstein says it just a little bit more, I don't know, with a little softer touch.
And whether you think it's a problem or not, there's a big shift in mentality, planning, and spending when you get to retirement, right? So you can't use the same thoughts and ideas that you had building and getting to retirement to use to help you get through retirement, right? So we help people, you know, figure out, okay, well, now that we're here, yes, you have crossed the finish line into retirement, but guess what? There is another finish line that could be a 20 or 30 years down the road that we have to help make you get to, right, as efficiently as possible. And kind of segueing right into the first conversation that we're going to talk about is healthcare, right? So planning for healthcare, there was an Employee Benefit Research Institute study revealed that for some couples, they could spend upwards of $428,000 in retirement on healthcare alone, right? So whether that's Medicare, a long-term care situation, or short-term care, healthcare costs are often more important than your portfolio's performance. And most people drastically underestimate the cost of healthcare. So, you know, here at AmeriLife, one of the foundations that we teach every agent that was instilled into me almost 15 years ago when I started here is Medicare planning. Now, again, we have, you know, excellent advisors in the branch that help with that. I still help with Medicare planning as well. But that is the first thing that I always talk about in every one of my meetings is, okay, you've got this portfolio, great. We've got Social Security, great. What are we going to do for healthcare? Are we going with a Medicare supplement plan, an Advantage plan? Are we still on group coverage? You know, what's going on? Because one bad health episode could dramatically decrease and drain your portfolio much worse or much quicker than a potential 10% decline in the market. Right. So again, we need to figure these things out. And that's one of the first things that we talk about when it comes to that initial visit is not underestimating the problem. What we see sometimes is most people may plan for $75,000 total in healthcare costs over the course of retirement, when reality shows that it's closer to $165,000 per person. That's $330,000 per couple in retirement on healthcare. So, and you know, Matt, last time I checked, healthcare wasn't getting any cheaper, right? I know we've had some fluctuation with gas and eggs and all the fun stuff we hear about on TV every day, which we're not going down that rabbit hole. But I do know that healthcare, doctors, that's getting more expensive.
Yeah.
So if you only plan for $75,000, but it could potentially cost you $330,000. Well, that's over a $250,000 shortfall. Matt, what do you agree with that?
Oh yeah, that's, I mean, and that's huge. Like, that is lifestyle altering numbers that we're talking about there. I mean, it's not something that is, you know, oh, well, I'm just, okay, I've got that. It's just pocket change. That's a big amount of money. And so you gotta have a plan for that. You gotta plan for the reality. And you know, that $330,000 that you mentioned there per couple, kind of on average, that is in today's dollars. And as things get more expensive going forward, you know, you're going to have to plan for even more than that. So it's got to be covered, because, you know, you need to just make sure. I mean, it's going to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, expenses that you have in retirement.
And here's the thing. Let's say your stock goes up by 10%. We're all high-fiving each other. Everything is fantastic. But if you face a major health issue without proper planning, I can promise you that that gain will surely disappear. So what this means practically, Medicare enrollment, there are potential people that make the wrong Medicare choice up front. So these are Medicare enrollment mistakes, right? So don't rush the enrollment decision, because potentially that could lock you in. Making the wrong choice early in retirement could also cost you mistakes. And that's going to follow you for the length of your retirement. And you need to get a firm understanding of Medicare Part A, B, C, and D, and what your Medigap options are. And again, part of that initial consultation is we try to outline, okay, well, are you on Medicare? Are you about to go on Medicare? Or do you have a few years before you go into that program? So then we try to frame out, okay, well, you've got 6 months before you have to make a decision. So let's at least get some of that information to you up front, explain your choices, explain the costs, explain how it's going to work with your doctors and your pharmacy. And so that way, when it comes time to execute the plan, you're not learning that all at one time on the spot. One of the biggest things that we emphasize at AmeriLife, and we even created something called the Medicare checklist. Every agent, every advisor that goes through AmeriLife training learns how to do the Medicare checklist. So if that's something you're trying to figure out, what's the checklist, Bradley? Well, just give us a call. We'll come out and explain it. And one of the big things that it emphasizes on the checklist is Medicare does not cover long-term care. I'm going to say that again slowly. Medicare does not cover long-term care. Now, Medicare does have some short-term care, some rehab options available, and only for a certain amount of time. So, you know, we need to also figure, and that all wraps around the healthcare conversation, right? So Medicare, long-term care, that's all bundled into one conversation, because we need to explore what would happen and stress test that portfolio against a potential medical episode or a potential long-term care incident if something were to happen to you or your spouse.
It's so important to make sure that you have that coverage as well. Like you said, I'll repeat it one more time. Medicare does not cover long-term care. And so you got to have a plan for that. Not only the short-term stuff, but the long-term stuff as well. Make sure you've got all those boxes checked. And, you know, really, folks, I think bottom line here is you got to sit down and you've got to create a healthcare strategy that actually protects you. And you might say, well, Matt, that sounds very overwhelming to me as John or Betty or whomever listening to the radio or to the podcast or watching on YouTube. It's a lot. And yeah, it is. But Bradley and Madison Hardin and the team at AmeriLife, they know the ins and the outs of all of this and can help you craft that plan. Give them a call, 386-320-6406. That number again, 386-320-6406. You can go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. And they'll help you understand your Medicare options, explore those long-term care solutions, make sure that, you know, you're not one of those retirees that got caught completely off guard. So it's no cost, it's no obligation, it's just clarity and it's peace of mind. And that really is what it boils down to. Now, I guess segueing directly into that next section of the show, it's almost like we plan these things sometimes, that we're talking about long-term care. Well, people are living longer, so there's a potential for a greater need for long-term care because of that longevity factor.
Right, Matt. And I completely agree, because the longer you live, the higher the likelihood that you're going to need some type of long-term care services at some point. Now, again, you know, we've seen the statistic, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, that 70% of individuals may face a long-term care need at some point in their life. And a staggering, you get ready for this, Matt, a staggering 3% of retirees have solved that problem. They've protected themselves. So 3%.
Wow.
And you have a 70% chance of needing that. And we're not going to spend the entire show talking about long-term care, because we want, you know, we don't want to put you to sleep. But the idea is, living longer, your chances are higher. And maybe you've dealt with a parent, sibling, spouse, somebody that you know personally that's had to go through that situation. And I can promise that it's a lot easier to plan for that stuff while you're still able to, as opposed to having to plan in the moment, on the spot, when things are very emotional. Let's go through some current life expectancy numbers here. So the male's average going to be 75.8 years is how long a male life expectancy is. Female is 81.1. You know, but many will live well beyond these averages. So when you're constructing a retirement plan and looking into the future, some people may be only planned for 10 or 15 years, but we are needing to plan for 25 to 35 years potentially in order to make that money last, you know, for the long run. This is a marathon, not a sprint. So what this means financially, Matt, is that the old 4% withdrawal rule may no longer be safe. You know, that's what all these advisors and this kind of outdated, oh, you can withdraw 4% of your money every year and it'll last you your entire retirement. Well, what if I didn't plan properly for healthcare? Or what if one of me or my spouse ended up needing long-term care or assisted living, or, you know, any number of things that is going to really put that 4% rule to shame. So, you know, if we're only basing it off 4%, then that nest egg needs to be significantly larger. We want to make sure that we construct the portfolio in a way that it can weather more market cycles, and then inflation impact compounds over longer period. So again, these are things that we're talking about daily with our clients and our prospects that we're sitting down with, helping them overcome some of these fears that they have for living a long time. The work longer reality, you know, increased longevity may mean working longer than previous generations. So that's just, you know, some people, I remember, you know, back when I started, 55 was a target retirement age. And, you know, if you're blessed and fortunate enough to be able to have retired at 55, then I salute you, you know, but in reality, people are working till 60, 62, 65, 67, 70 years old. And some people never stop, mainly because they enjoy it. But for those of you that want to be all done working, we're seeing that shift into that 65 to 68, 69 arena for working. Now, living that a long time also is dependent upon health. So living longer only works if you're healthy enough to enjoy it. So being proactive, exercise, eating healthy, going to your healthcare screenings, these things that may seem small can actually prolong your ability to live that retirement that you plan for. So those are just some topics on the longevity that we wanted to bring up, that, you know, again, people are living longer, retirements are lasting longer. So we want to make sure that your portfolio is set up in a way that it's going to be sustainable.
Yeah, it's got to last as long as you do. You know, you've got to have money that's going to be around for your entire life, no matter how long that life is. And that's the thing, is we don't have a crystal ball. So we don't know what, you know, that longevity is specifically for you. So you've got to plan for as long as possible and get, you know, income that's going to be there for the rest of your life and all of these things. And so give Bradley and Madison Hardin a call at AmeriLife. The phone number is 386-320-6406. You can also go to the website. That's planretirementyourway.com, planretirementyourway.com, or the number once again, 386-320-6406, for that free longevity stress test of your retirement plan. They'll run all kinds of scenarios for you, show you where the vulnerabilities are, and then give you strategies to make sure that your money lasts as long as you do. As I said, that is the goal. And once again, it's completely complimentary. There are no strings attached. There's no obligation to continue on, but it could actually be one of the most important financial conversations you have this year. So once again, the website is planretirementyourway.com. And, you know, talking about having money that's going to last the rest of your life, that leads us right into a conversation about Social Security, because that's one of the things that people rely on a lot, and perhaps many people rely on it too much in retirement.
Fortunately, Mastin and I know you, Matt, as well, we've all gone through the Registered Social Security Analyst Designation Training Program, which does give us the ability to have these higher level conversations with our clients and kind of have a direct line. Now, it's not, we don't work for and we're not endorsed by Social Security, but there's an organization called Registered Social Security Analyst that keeps us in the loop with what's going on, the reality of Social Security in the 2030s, and giving us the ability to run special reports to help you and your spouse, or you maybe if you're divorced or widowed, any scenario that you could possibly think of, we can offer advice as it comes to planning for your Social Security benefit. Because, you know, Social Security was only intended to make up about 30 to 40% of your actual retirement income. It was not designed to be your retirement plan. The average monthly benefit for Social Security is about $2,000, bringing that total to about $24,000 per year. Now, most retirees need anywhere between $27,000 a year and up to $90,000 a year to be able to live and pay their bills. So you can see that relying solely on Social Security in most cases is not going to be enough to, you know, pay everything and travel and do everything you want to do. So that's where we as financial experts come in and help you plan Social Security and coordinate them with retirement savings, IRAs, pensions, and things like that. So brief history lesson is Social Security was created in 1935 based on life expectancies of that era. And the system wasn't designed for people living 25 or 35 years into retirement, and the program is struggling to keep up. You know, we can say that we know that Social Security is not going to go away 100% in the 2030s. We can say that with confidence. But there are some things that you need to know and educate yourself on that we can provide that education so that when you feel a little bit more comfortable about the Social Security as it pertains to you and your future. If they do nothing, Matt, we are anticipating a potential cut to the benefit. So they do need to change something. Again, it's not going away. However, current legislation is, if they do nothing, trending at potentially having to cut those benefits. You do get some cost of living increases with Social Security, which is great because that's helping offset some of the inflation that we're seeing. But at the same time, if you're 65 or older and you're drawing Medicare, chances are they're going to be raising your Medicare premium right alongside of giving you that cost of living adjustment. So again, let's say, as an example, you're getting $2,000 a month from Social Security, which is about $24,000 a year, but you need $60,000 per year to live comfortably. Where am I going to get that other $36,000? How am I going to utilize and leverage my retirement dollars to be able to guarantee that I can draw out the $36,000 for life? Well, those are common scenarios that we see all the time, Matt, that we help people with solve every day.
Yeah, you got that income gap in retirement that you need to fill, and that's a $36,000 gap in that scenario that you got to fill. So you've got to make a plan for that. Once again, folks, go to planretirementyourway.com and you can get started working with Bradley and Madison Hardin with AmeriLife of Central Florida there. They will be glad to go through everything with a fine tooth comb. Planretirementyourway.com or call 386-320-6406. All right, so just a few minutes left here, Bradley, but one thing that we wanted to get to before we have to run for this episode anyway, is just a quick list of some big mistakes, the biggest mistakes to avoid in 2026. Here are some costly ones that retirees, we've seen them making right now, and we want to tell you briefly how to avoid them. So let's start, Bradley, with mistake number one, which is, bouncing right off that Social Security conversation, overestimating Social Security increases.
last year, they increased benefits by 2.8%. So that's only an extra $56 a month. So don't start overspending based on that small bump to your Social Security benefit, because what we also saw is Medicare went from 185 to about 202. So that $56 that went up, $17 of that was taken off right out of the gate for healthcare. So again, you don't want to overspend just because you got a cost of living adjustment on your Social Security benefit. The next mistake would be under planning for healthcare. Again, we went through the numbers. People plan for about $75,000. On average across the US, it's about $330,000 as a potential spend for healthcare for a couple. So we want to make sure that we're planning for that. We get that out in our first conversation, and we can put that to bed pretty quickly. Lastly, or third mistake would be delaying important decisions. So, you know, don't delay and don't rush the Medicare enrollment period if it's 65. Don't delay talking to us and your advisors that help you with long-term care. Tax planning, so last minute Roth conversions could lead to a mistake. We want to get any estate planning out on the table up front. Who would you like this to go to? Is it your spouse? Is it your children? Is it a charity? So we want to know exactly what's going to happen. God forbid you walk out of my office and pass away. Lastly, the last one, mistake number four, is don't set it and forget it. These plans and these strategies need to be constantly reviewed, constantly updated, because you never know what the curveball of life is going to throw you.
Yeah. Again, you know, as I said earlier, we don't have a crystal ball, and we don't know what's going to happen. You know, as you were just sort of alluded to, God forbid you walk out the door and then get hit by a bus or something like that. Like it could happen. Anything could happen. And so you need to have a plan for anything, right? So take all things into account. And if anything that you've heard on the show today is kind of making you realize that your retirement plan needs a serious update, because maybe you haven't looked at it in a while, maybe it's not right for you anymore. It was a few years ago, but things have changed. Or maybe you're realizing you just don't have a plan at all to speak of. You are not alone, and it's not too late. It's exactly what they do at AmeriLife, Bradley and Madison Harden, glad to help you come up with a plan that really helps you not only make it to, but through your retirement years. Give them a call once again, 386-320-6406, or go to planretirementyourway.com. Well, Bradley, that's going to do it for this edition of the show, sir. But I thank you for what you bring to the table each and every time we get together, and we'll do it again next time.
Sounds good, Matt. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Harden are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-320-6406 or visit planretirementyourway.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM. A registered investment advisor, BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Harden do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Bradley Harden and AmeriLife of Central Florida are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not in any way refer to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.